You guys are 1-3.
Yep.
You got a 1-5 team at home this weekend, Evansville. What do you want to work on this week, Dan? Have you been giving up too many goals for starters?
Absolutely. I mean, this weekend, again, it's early and we have to work on us. You know, you say a 1-5 team coming in. I think Evansville is better than what their record shows, but regardless of who's coming in, we need to get to a point where we're playing the right way before we even really start worrying about who the opponent is.
Colin Murray had an interesting theory. He was saying that, and of course this is something you want to fight, that maybe there's a mindset with you guys that you guys are good enough on offense that maybe you think, yeah, I can overcome a goal or something. Do you think maybe, do you see any of that where maybe the team thinks it's just good enough on the offensive end that they can let off a little bit on defense?
I don't know if that's the mindset, but there's definitely a little bit of offensive tendencies right now that we're trying to correct. Last year, we really, by the end of the year, built towards a mentality of defensive side first, and you know, use a lot of terminology like living to fight another day. You know, in those 50-50 battles, we were really good at getting on the D side. This year so far, there's a bit of a tendency where we are hoping that things are going to work out, staying on the offensive side of things. And then when they don't, obviously, the puck has ended up in the back of our net.
All right, we're talking with Dan Bremner, head coach of the Roanoke Rail Yard Dogs. Any idea if and when Brad Marone, your all-SPHL goaltender, will come back down from the EHL? Or are you sort of going ahead and just saying, look, we got Tanner, Creel, and Nett. We're going to go with him. We're not going to worry about that. Do you have any idea?
First, no idea. Second thing there is honestly, when somebody gets a call up, you know, players at this level, just like everybody else, are trying to move up. You know, some guys are here and committed to staying for the year, but you know, I like guys that are working to try to get a call up. It means they're working hard here and they're trying to impress. When somebody gets called up, I totally leave it be. I wish them the best and I hope they do well up there. At the same time, there's always that, you know, hope that you see him again. As far as Brad's concerned, I know that he stepped in halfway through a game the other day and looked like, stats-wise, looked like he played very well. So as far as I'm concerned, until I get the call that Brad will be coming back, we have Tanner Creel and we have Jacob Caffrey. Creel played a heck of a game against Knoxville, actually. We're very comfortable going forward with Creel.
We'll talk with Dan Bremner, coach of the Rail Yard Dogs. You're still making some roster changes. You brought back, was it Cam Baker, the kid from Liberty? Talk about bringing him back and you know, just continuing to tweak the roster.
Cam Baker, he was on our radar. He was going to be back to the start of the year and got an opportunity to go to camp in South Carolina. Unfortunately, he didn't get a game in, which I wish he did. You know, that experience is great, but he was practicing with that team and on their roster for the last month, which I think will only be a benefit to us. Last year, he stepped in late in the year and I think just got better and better every day. And I've seen it only in two practices now this year. The confidence is even higher, and I expect him to step in and take on some huge minutes for us.
So you're still making some roster tweaks. Are you guys still getting to know each other, Dan? Is that maybe one of the reasons there's been maybe some defensive lapses, as you guys are still kind of feeling each other out?
There's still roster moves, and honestly, at this level, everybody's got to get used to the fact that there's probably always going to be roster moves. I think saying that's why we've lost is a bit of a cop out. I think it's just a mentality thing, and you know, we had a real conversation and video session after that last Knoxville game about you know, our mindset and where it needs to be a good, to have good team defense, and as far as I'm concerned, that message has been sent, and our guys should understand going into this weekend what I feel is important and what made us successful down the stretch last year.
So just to wrap up, hoping for some good crowds and maybe a little refocusing this weekend?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think we have the best crowds in the league, the loudest crowds in the league for sure. That always helps the guys get up for games and have that extra level of energy. And we're hoping, you know, a little bit of a homestand here, two games at home this weekend, just sends us in the right direction.